And joining us now is NPR's Ted Clark. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Leanne.
So elaborate on what Andy Bowers just reported. The downing of the plane will make no difference.
President Clinton says it will make no difference. Last night, as Andy suggested, the president vowed to continue the NATO operation. The United Kingdom, Britain, is sending more jet fighters into the operation, including four more Harrier jump jets. And as Andy said, phase two is just beginning. Everything up till now has simply been preparation for phase two. So we still have a great deal more fighting ahead.
Will phase two actually stop the Serb assault against the ethnic Albanians in Kosovo?
Well, U.S. and NATO officials certainly hope so. They hope that the NATO attacks will put pressure on Mr. Milosevic so that he will end the attacks in Kosovo. But there are two problems with phase two. And the first, of course, is that the planes that attack tanks and artillery have to fly very low. They're much more vulnerable. And the second problem is, even though these planes might destroy tanks and artillery, will they be able to stop Serbs going from door to door with rifles and pistols and setting fire to houses? These are the instruments of ethnic terror. This is what forces people to flee Kosovo. And Serbs with rifles and pistols can't be attacked from the air. And NATO and the United States says, at least so far, they will not send in ground troops to stop the Serbs going door to door.
Did the NATO bombing accelerate this latest wave of assaults on the Albanians?
Well, that's a fair question. U.S. officials and NATO officials say no, that the assaults against the Kosovar Albanians had begun before the NATO assault did. Before the NATO bombing could begin, the international monitors who were in Kosovo had to be removed for their own safety. So in a sense, without the monitors there, Serb authorities have more freedom to operate, more freedom to commit atrocities. In addition to that, the Serbs have now kicked out many journalists, if not all. So the eyes of the world have been closed in Kosovo. And for that reason, the State Department on Friday promised that the United States would use national technical means, that's a code word for spy satellites and planes, to gather evidence of possible war crimes going on in Kosovo, evidence that could be used later in a war crimes trial.
So what happens next if this cleansing continues?
Well, that's the big unknown, of course. If the cleansing continues, NATO will face a difficult choice. Will it go on and on with its attacks until something happens, or will it declare victory and go home, having hit all the targets that NATO originally set for itself? But if NATO leaves just after hitting the targets, and if the ethnic cleansing continues, that would be one of NATO would have failed in one of its primary missions, which is to stop the killing in Kosovo. The other mission, which was to put pressure on Mr. Milosevic to agree to the peace plan, that too would be unfulfilled.
What effect is the fighting actually having on other countries in the region?
Well, the biggest immediate threat is refugees flowing into Albania and also into Macedonia. Albania is a very poor country. Albanian leaders have said they cannot afford to support the refugees who are coming in there. There could be hundreds of thousands eventually of refugees heading into Macedonia and Albania. Now, in the case of Macedonia, there's a rather delicate ethnic balance in that country, which could be upset if hundreds of thousands of Kosovar Albanians flee into Macedonia. So those are the main immediate problems. In addition, there are the larger problems of tensions between the United States and Russia. Those tensions continue. In fact, today there was gunfire outside the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. No one was injured, but still it was a sign of how much anger there is in Russia over this NATO operation.
How solid is the NATO alliance right now?
Well, the United States and NATO both say the alliance is very solid, that there is still unity among all the members of NATO. However, this past week, we heard Greek and Italian officials publicly calling for an end to the campaign. Now, U.S. officials say that's a minority view within those two governments, the governments of Greece and Italy, and that the people with real authority in those governments at NATO continue to support the operation. But, of course, the longer this NATO operation continues, the greater the risk that the unity of NATO will begin to crack.
And at the moment, there doesn't seem to be really any end in sight.
At the moment, the end is not yet in sight.
NPR's Ted Clark. Thanks for coming in, Ted.
You're welcome.